football game, and it's time to talk some Brews and Buckeyes with our bearded friend, Trick Murphy, as we go to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline from Bucknuts. What's up, man? How's your Friday going? You feeling okay right now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I've always meant to say this, but as it leads into the show, it mentions 24/7, which I like leading into talking to you guys since I work for 24/7 Sports. So I've noticed that, but I've never mentioned it before. So I wanted to mention that today.
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't put the two and two together. It's a cool little name that you guys have. Could you tell us about the 24/7 Sports composite, though, so we can all get a grip on what that is?
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't want you to do that, Patrick. That's a joke. Okay. I thought you were in on that joke because Dave Biddle would do that like 30 times in a row. Like on when we were hosting like every day together, he would come back every single day and then set up what that was. And I was like, Dave, we know what the composite ranking is.
You never know.
So it just became a running joke.
Gotcha.
I love how you were ready to go, though. Like, you were, like, sure, lock, stock, and barrel, ready to tell me about that. Now I feel like I should let you tell people
Stay ready, Patrick.
That's all good. If they know, then that's fine. If they don't know, they can come to the site and find out.
It's the rankings, everybody. It's the conglomerate of the rankings. That's what it is for the recruits. 4 stars, 5 stars, take them all, and then you throw them into one thing. So, Patrick, spring game tomorrow. When we get past the quarterbacks, we all want to see these guys, Kyle McCord, C.J. Stroud, Jack Miller, the Frosty Miller Strouds out there, the best Brew in town. Beyond that, what is the second thing you are really intrigued to see how it goes in the practice we all get to view?
I'll be interested to see the secondary for sure. Obviously, we won't get a full view of this group with some guys being out. But, you know, I it'll be our first chance to see some of these young guys, Ryan Watts, Legend Cavazos, Denzel Burke, who's just enrolled in January. So I'm interested just to see how these guys look. Obviously, you know, it's always tough to judge in a spring game because if one side of the ball on one team is doing well, then you start to question how well the other side of the ball is doing, right? So it's tough to judge, but I just want to see production out of these guys, you know, see them staying in coverage. You know, just looking like they've been in the program a year and guys that are ready to step in and play in the secondary next year, because I honestly think some of these young guys are going to get an opportunity. And I think that's going to be a benefit for the Buckeyes because I think they got a lot of talent. They just weren't ready to go last year because of how weird the whole offseason was. So I'll be looking at that for sure on that side of the ball. And you know, obviously the quarterbacks, I mean, that's going to be a huge thing.
Follow him on Twitter @_Pat_Murphy. He writes for Bucknuts and the aforementioned 24/7 Sports. And I won't speak for Tim, but I'm a dummy. And just hearing Ryan Day talk about the format for the spring game, I got how the first half was going to go. Could you give the other dummies out there and maybe the not dummies a sense from what you kind of understand how the second half is going to go?
Yeah, I imagine it will be more situational. We've seen it in the past. Urban Meyer did it a little bit. Jim Tressel, I think, ran an entire spring game where it was just a practice that people got to watch. So I imagine they'll kind of set up. He called it controlled. So that leads me to believe they'll set up, you know, certain situations. So maybe you work on some goal line stuff and, you know, fans get to watch that, or, you know, very specific field goal situations, red zone, you know, drives with 2 minutes left, things like that. I think you'll see that. I do think you'll probably also see some of the guys, you know, the Chris Olaves of the world, some of the guys who have gotten a lot of reps, probably sit the second half out. You know, they know what they're going to get from those guys. But I think it'll still give you an opportunity to see the quarterbacks, maybe some of the young running backs in certain situations. So I think there's still value in that, even though it won't be, you know, live action, you know, football. But it's a glimpse kind of into what they do as a practice. And I'm glad, you know, if they're going to do some of that, at least you're going to get a first half of, you know, kind of back and forth, normal scoring, real football.
Patrick Murphy from 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts is with us here on the Buckeye Show. So late here on a Friday, man, what's in the fridge right now?
Well, as we talked about beforehand, I got my second vaccine today, so I am I'm going to take it a little easy tonight, just in case. I've heard some horror stories from some people that have already gotten the vaccine, and so far,
no doubt,
I feel fine. But you know, with the game tomorrow, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not feeling under the weather. So I'm sticking with Gatorade tonight. I promised my girlfriend before she left for work I would not drink on this Friday night. So taking it easy. I know that's disappointing for what we do, but I will come back strong next week. I promise.
And
I'm glad.
We'll have him on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline next week as well. Patrick Murphy also moonlights for Massive Report, which is the Columbus Crew SC affiliate site on SB Nation. So pretty big weekend for you, Patrick. And I do kind of want to get a Crew question in there because they start their MLS campaign to defend MLS Cup this Sunday against the Philadelphia Union. It's at historic Crew Stadium. Our coverage on the fan will start at 5:15. Get that quick plug in there. But they had a player in last night's 1-0 win over Real Esteli. Midfielder Aiden Morris, who's a hometown guy here from Columbus, took a nasty fall in the first half. They said it was a knee injury. He got lifted up on the field, off the field in a stretcher. And I just wanted to ask you, like, don't they have golf carts? Because it looked a pretty bad knee injury. And I don't know if you can elaborate on a little bit more and what else is going to be, you know, or what I guess the diagnosis was from an MRI today. But did they have to lift him off like a stretcher?
B Carp was lamenting that this morning on Morning Juice. The same point that you're bringing up right now. It's because the pitch, right? You can't ruin the grass. Isn't that what their deal is?
Yeah, and there's not a ton of room on that sideline. The stretcher is a soccer thing for whatever reason. I've talked to people about this before. I don't know why. I'm sure there's better ways to do it, but
gotta be.
If you watch stuff across Europe, they bring out the stretcher, and it's kind of the expression that gets used. And it's true. You saw it last night. Sometimes it looks a little different, but yeah, it's unfortunate news for Aiden Morris. It sounds like this is going to be a bad knee injury. You know, Caleb Porter even said, the head coach, last night after the game, that it doesn't look good. So, and you know, obviously there'll be an MRI and whatnot, but a fall like that, and when there's kind of that immediate reaction, you kind of have an idea that it's going to be a, you know, an ACL, MCL, one of those type of things that it's going to keep him out a while, which is unfortunate. He's a second-year guy, played at Indiana, like you said, a homegrown kid, been playing really well, had to start the MLS Cup final kind of unexpectedly and played a great game. So really unfortunate for him, but I reached out to his mom today after I wrote a story on him last year, and you know, she said he's going to come back strong. So good family, good attitude. I think he'll be fine once he's able to go through the rehab.
That is good, and that it is just strange that that's a soccer thing only. Just imagine, you know, seeing Justin Fields put on those tiny stretchers that looks like it hasn't been improved since World War
One. Who gets assigned for that job?
The guys that are picked to carry him out of there that drop him on his head. But Pat, I saw this on Twitter. This because this is how things go, right? Just some account called. It's a nobody account, really. Big Game Boomer. Looks like the dude's from Atlanta. And he just posted out a graphic that says the best restaurant in every college town. Now, if it were you, because I don't want to besmirch who they picked because I love this spot. And no one ever in my presence is going to talk dirty about Raising Cane's because they are the bomb. And I love them. Fresh, never frozen. But if you're going to that spring game, there's one spot on or near campus that you're going to be running to. What's that spot for Patrick Murphy?
Well, I love Raising Cane's as well. I frequent there probably more than I should still, even after college.
That's good.
If I'm picking something else, I really like Tommy's Pizza, and they've got one there on Lane Avenue. They've got one in Upper Arlington, which I grew up in Upper Arlington, so I grew up eating Tommy's. A group of us go sometimes back when we were allowed to go to, you know, practice and interviews, we would stop by there afterwards and have lunch after interviews. So that's a great spot. I love Tommy. So that's probably a place I'd pick. So many of the places when I was in school at Ohio State are gone now. So, you know, it's hard to even know what's down there. It seems to change every year with all the stuff they're building.
Didn't the deli close here in the last year or two?
Everything's it looks so different from when I was there, and you know, all the local bars, all the restaurants, they're all almost gone.
Man, yeah. Well, let's get happy again though, because we've got the spring game tomorrow, and it starts at noon. Patrick Murphy, he's not feeling bad, so that's good. I hope it stays that way. We've been hearing the same things. Second dose can maybe knock you out for a day or so. But keep feeling good, and we'll talk next week. All right, enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
He's our guy. Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.